and welcome back for another episode of the Social Hour Podcast, a podcast for sewists by sewists. I'm your host, Ashley.
And I'm your host, Bethany. And on today's episode of the Social Hour Podcast, we're going to talk about all things DIY Christmas holiday. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the things. And once again, our listeners came through and submitted some amazing photos of some DIY projects that they've done, whether that's gift giving or home decor. We're going to go through these photos one at a time. Now, Ashley is the one that pulls these off the website and puts mm-hmm. them in the folders here. I have not looked at any of them yet, so I'm going to get to have a first impression with the rest of you. So just a little preface for whenever we do podcasts like this, we do record our podcast in video form as well. So if you want to see exactly what we're talking about, this might be a good episode to go over to our YouTube channel and watch this episode. So you can see the photos of what we're talking about, the submissions that people, our listeners, our wonderful listeners turned into us for this podcast. So, all right, Ashley, you ready to get started?
I am, yes. All right. Let's start off with Anne.
Okay, I'm going to open Anne's folder. Oh, my goodness.
Super cute. Okay.
So let's describe this real quick for our listeners. This is a Christmas tree mm-hmm. that she's sewn together, but it's three-dimensional. Like, it's mm-hmm. got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 sides. And it stands up, and but it's stuffed and plushy. It's so cute. I love your fabric choices.
I know. I've seen a lot of people make these, and I think people like to also make them and put like something weighted on the inside and use them as like doorstops sometimes.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
I think this would also look really cute, like as the centerpiece of a table, you know, like super mm-hmm. cute.
I think someone else actually submitted this exact. So
oh, it's really?
A very popular tutorial and people probably have heard of it, but she said that she made this gift for a family friend last year. And she of course ended up making one for herself. Cause how do you not? which she said she has sitting on her cutting table because it gives her Christmas joy all year round. And she Aww. Even gave us a tutorial. So we'll try and link that down below so that you guys can check out where she actually made it from.
I would actually love to make this.
Mm-hmm. I've been meaning to, but I just have.
I didn't know this was a thing, but I mean, how easy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. And this would make a great gift. Honestly, mm-hmm. these would be really cute at like, if you have a booth at a vendor show and you need something holiday to sell, these would be really cute to make. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, it doesn't look like it would take a lot of material. And you could probably make them in different sizes.
Yeah, and people like to put, like, bells on little tips and stuff, too, and make it jingle. And you can have a lot of fun with it.
Oh, my gosh, that's so cute. I actually may make this at our next Sewing Club meetup.
That's a good idea.
I like to do, like, easy, fun, simple projects that don't take up a lot of space, that don't take a lot of, like, I don't like to sew clothes there because I need to like focus unless it's something I've sewn a bunch. So this is, mm-hmm. I'm always looking for like fun little crafts to do to change it up and on those Saturdays that we meet up. So, mm-hmm. Anne, thank you for the link to the tutorial too, because that's awesome. All right. So Candace is up next.
Yes. And she actually was in our Halloween decor video showing us her garden flag.
The garden flag that she embroidered on burlap, which inspired me to embroider on burlap. And I'm teaching a class in December with Michael's Craft Stores because of it, embroidering on burlap and making ornaments.
All because of her. See, this is why the connection and the inspiration that we give each other. So thank you so much, Candace, for that.
Yes, for sure. So she did another banner. Yes. That, you know, those like little mini yard flags and you have the little posts and you change them out for the holidays. Like, I've never had one. My neighbor has one. But this makes me want to make them and gift them to my neighbor because mm-hmm. she loves them. But it says Happy Holidays, the little buffalo plaid truck with the little green Christmas tree. And it looks like it's like appliqued on. I mean, it looks so good.
Yeah, it's used iron on this time. And then it probably did like a satin stitch around it.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
And then she also made the poncho.
It did. Now, did she Now, was the poncho sewn or was that like crocheted or knitted? Because the fabric looks.
This is a one size fits all fleece poncho.
I'm zooming in. I'm zooming in.
He made this scarf, which she says is really great gifts.
It looks like the poncho's fleece, but it's got a print on the fleece that makes it look like it's like crocheted or knitted, like sweater. But I can see where it's sewn. So I'm like, okay, this is sewn. And then I look at the underside, I'm like, that looks like fleece. So that's a really cool material to use. And then she's got the scarf too. And I love those scarves that aren't super bulky and they just kind of wrap around and button and stay in place that you can just like tuck right into like the inside of your jacket. Cause I the big scarves
those, actually
that hang down and you have to like tuck it into your jacket.
I've got those
and I never use them.
Mm-hmm. And men love them as well. If you're having a hard time finding gifts they make for men, because they can put it under their like their trench coat, you know, and it just kind of hugs their chest.
But it's not big and bulky.
Yes, it's beautiful.
And it's not something they have to twirl around their neck a few times.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very low maintenance scarf, but it's very, very warm and effective. I love it.
Yes, and you have a tutorial, Ashley?
I do. I released it last year around this time.
We will definitely link that in the description below. So make sure you check that video out, because I think that would actually make a really good gift for the gentlemen that live in my home.
Yeah. I made the one out of, it's got fleece on one side and then Sherpa on the other. So it makes it even more cozy, but I mean, you can use anything soft, right?
Yeah. All right, so Selena is up next. Oh my goodness.
She's got some projects.
Okay, hold on. I got to read this. These are painted wood soldiers on wood boards. So, you know, like the front porch wood signs. But she can't paint these?
Maybe.
They're like little nutcracker soldiers. Mm-hmm. And there's two of them. I love this idea.
She said it cost $25 to make each soldier.
Well, you did a fabulous job painting them.
Yeah. And they're flat, like, so they're easy to store. You know, they look impressive, but it's just, you know.
Yeah. Totally. You know what you could do? Because I have a front porch sign and that I painted, and you can do something on both sides. Mm-hmm. And I took a class long time ago back in Florida with some girlfriends, and we all made signs. And on one side, it says home sweet home, and the O's are paw prints. And that's kind of like my go-to for most of the year that's on my front porch. It's red and blue and white. So it's kind of a little patriotic, but it's just a home sweet home. The flip side of that says happy fall y'all all the way down. And I've stenciled that one on, and it's all done with stenciling and painting. And so I do flip it over for the fall, but I've taken it down and I've got to put one up for Christmas. And I have a different one that I use for Christmas, but with these little nutcrackers, like soldiers, you could have those on either side of your front door. But then on the other side, you could have snowmen for once Christmas is over and it's gone into winter. You could just flip them around and use them a little longer. And then you kind of get the double use out of them. And that's how you can kind of make those kind of things transition from one season or holiday to the next. Selena, you did such a fantastic job painting these. Wow. I am so impressed. Like, they match perfectly. They're like perfect, identical. And those giant nutcrackers that I've been seeing all over social media lately that have sold out, they're like plastic and they're huge. people are painting them and going crazy because they're either white or red, but people are redoing them, covering them in glitter, faux finishing them to look bronze, also painting them to look like actual nutcrackers. They're really cool, but they're like $300 a piece.
And I can't imagine where people are storing these things. Like, they're
that's the other thing. It's like, I mean, I could maybe fit one on my tiny front porch, but like, where would I keep it the rest of the time?
You would need a decoration shed. Like, you would need
The people that buy decorations of that size either have a massive amount of storage in their home or attic space. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't even fit through my attic door. Or they have like a storage unit and that, or a really big garage. I don't have a garage, so maybe they store it in their garage, but I don't know. It's the first thing I think of when I see some of those decorations that people have. Mm-hmm. I'm like, a lot of people have storage units just for their Christmas decorations and they pay for that storage unit all year. Just to have Christmas decorations. I'm like, that's wild to me. Yeah. But anyways, Selena, these are fantastic. And I love this as a easy to store alternative to still have the Nutcracker Soldier vibe. So fabulous. All right. Up next.
Next is Cynthia. And I think that, okay, I got some kids coming over this weekend and this is what we're going to do. Adorable mug rugs.
Okay, these are like quilt as you go.
Yeah.
But super fun.
It almost looks like she had like little panels in there. Like, where did she get
it? Looks like that was just fabric that was like she fussy cut.
Yeah.
Or like mini panels. Cause these could be like mug rugs. They could be little placemats. But quilt as you go. And it's funny we're looking at this because I actually have fusible fleece right here next to me because I was working on another project the other day. Mm-hmm. And you just fuse the strips to this fusible side of the fusible fleece. And it doesn't matter what width they are. They can be alternating. It's really quick and easy. And this is a great beginner quilting project and kid-friendly project. So
That's what we're going to
do this.
Yeah. I'm super excited.
Yes.
I think this is like, so she paired it with a little mug and then, you know, some hot cocoa inside, little treats, and then just kind of put a little bow with some cellophane on it. And I think this is like the best like teacher gift.
Oh, for sure.
Bus driver. You know, like
your favorite coworker, right? Your work bestie. Exactly.
So she can keep it at work kind of thing or something like that. I love this.
I love this so much.
And she did a really good job. Like, her binding is on point.
I know.
Mine probably. I know. But hers is beautiful.
There's some really good tutorials out there on how to do really nice binding and get those mitered corners. But if anybody ever needs help, just let me know. I actually just did a class on a quilting project for Michaels. I didn't get to show all of the binding process because we ran out of time, but I have the written tutorial. So if you just need the binding process, and it's very easy and very user-friendly.
But I forget every time. Like, it's my first time every time.
Yeah, if you don't do it as often, but I will say I don't do it as often, but I've gotten to the point where like, okay, the only part that sometimes I have to remember and look up is just bringing the two ends together. That's the only part I'm like.
That's what I'm talking about. That part is every time I'm just like, it's like a jigsaw puzzle in my brain. I'm like, why can't I not grasp this?
The math isn't mathing.
No, it never is with me.
Quilting math out the window. I have a tutorial if you need it. Just a quick reference. You can just look at the last page of it, the tutorial, and be like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
I just wanted to talk about the one. Did you see the second photo that has the Christmas tree?
I think she
put a little star up at the top.
With a little button star?
Yeah.
This is so stinking cute. So it looks like she did some paper piecing with the Christmas tree, possibly. So the paper piecing for quilting. I have never tried that, and I have always wanted to.
It's really easy, actually.
Well, my friend Jennifer, she does it all the time, and she does it for like big quilts and stuff too. And so she's the one that does the sewing club with me here in Nashville. And so we did that vendor booth recently, and I said, you know, I would really like to learn how to do that. And I feel like every video I've watched, I've kind of gotten confused and turned around backwards. And I just need to sit down with someone and have them like walk me through it. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be the other thing we're going to do at the next club meeting, is I'm going to have her like walk me through real quick. I'm a quick learn. It won't take long.
I just need to get one image
to wrap my head around.
it's actually pretty fun and impressive at the end when you rip the paper off and you're just like, what? I made a rose and it was like it was like a tutorial on YouTube, and it was beautiful.
Well,
I was like, damn.
It makes me want to learn so bad, because then I want to make these little mug rugs and give them as like gifts this year. So I think that's probably what I'm going to do. But I love that she paired it. She followed through and paired it with like the gingerbread mug rug goes with the gingerbread mug with the hot chocolate and the little, you know, peppermint sticks and everything. It's just so cute. Cynthia, whoever's getting gifts from you this year is very lucky.
Yeah.
Those are super cute. All right. Aaron.
Yes, Aaron.
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, she sent us pictures of her adorable children. So we will be sharing these. She made Christmas jammies. She loves making those, like, what are they called?
Grow with me
jammies. And she sells them. And so she makes them and sells them in her vendor booths up in Canada. Yeah. And she does such a good job. But look at the little, I want to know where she's getting some of this fabric, because was she really?
The snowmen are, I have some in my stash.
Oh, do you?
I do. It's so, like, I don't usually see that, like, cute of fabric at Fabricland, but they, you know, actually did good last year.
Oh my gosh. So this is from last year, and I love, okay. So it's pink snowmen and gray snowmen. So it's the same fabric in two different colorways. And so her little girl is wearing the pink and her son's wearing the gray. And it is just so stinking cute.
Yeah. I don't know where she got the other fabric. That one is beautiful. With
the ornaments.
Yeah. That one, is that like a Grinch? Yeah. It's Grinch fabric. So
yeah,
I'm not sure where she got that one from, but double brush poly, beautiful, soft, just all the things. I make these for my kids for Christmas too every year. I usually use the Ellie and Mac Grow With Me pattern. Yeah. They have the the nightgown also in that pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I make the nightgown for the girls, and then I make the full set for the boys. And they all say that they are the comfiest jammies.
Yes. I actually use Ellie and Max. They have pajama pattern. I think adult even. That's like free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the whole set. But there's different options in there as well. And I use there's a woven pajama pant and then there's a stretchy knit pajama pant. And last year I used the stretchy knit pant for making pajama pants for Brett and Brock and I that matched in a green plaid. We can post a picture of our family photo from last year, but I will probably be using that same pattern again this year to make us jammies. I just do the pajama bottoms because we're like all adult sizes and we just wear a t-shirt with it.
Mm-hmm.
But so they really like those, and Brock loves them. He still wears them, but they're too short. So I definitely need to make
you
them.
Can you just like take them from him now?
I mean, if I put them on, they would still be so long on me. I'd have to hem them.
Yeah. It's like a Danny Long Legs.
He is. He's all legs. Oh. So like he's only like 6 inches taller than me because he's 6 foot and I'm 5'6". But his legs.
Right.
He's all legs. And so. And his legs are what's still growing. So. Anyways, I need to make him some new ones. Brett,
what's his inseam? I want to know.
What now?
What's his inseam?
I don't, you know what? I can tell you. So we have to special order jeans for him from American Eagle, because those are the ones he likes the best. And they have a skinny, straight jean. And he has to wear skinnies because the skinnies are still baggy. And so, because like regular straight jeans, they just are massive, and they look like JNCOs, like the old wide leg JNCOs on him. So we get the skinny straights, but we have to special order them because he just graduated to a 29-inch waist. He wasn't a 28, so 29-inch waist, but he needs a 34-inch length.
Wow.
Yeah. Usually you're getting 32, 34.
Yeah.
Right. Or sometimes you can find a 30, 34, but those are still too big in the waist. Mm. And he has to like wear a belt every time. So that we can custom order from American Eagle because they don't carry them in the stores, but you can order them and they'll ship them to your house for free. So, I mean, we pay for the pants, but there's no shipping because they don't carry them in the store. So obviously, so we get the 29 by 34s now. And I just ordered them like three pairs of new jeans because, you know, it's now pant season. He can't wear shorts anymore. And he's like, all my pants from last fall or last winter are like too short. And so I was like, or they're even getting a little tight in the waist because they were like 28s. And so I was like, okay. So yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I don't know if I could wear his pants. I could try. But I'd have to hem them. But yeah. I get like 8 yards of fabric earlier in the season for really cheap and I hold on to it. And then I make, so we will get new matching ones this year for sure. Now, Aaron here also made the little headband and wrist scrunchies for when you're washing your face.
Yes.
And I mean, I've seen the headbands and everything, but now the thing is to make the little wrist scrunchies as well, because when you're washing your face, you know, the water and soap is like running down your arm and into like your sleeve, you know, or down to your elbow. And this kind of stops that. So it's like a matching set made out of terry cloth. And I'm pretty sure Ashley has a tutorial for this too.
This is my tutorial. She actually used my pattern. And
awesome.
And then she was like, do you think, like, I remember last year she was like talking me through making the wrist guards, and she's like, how much do you think and how much you know, like elastic and everything. It's basically the same process just in a smaller size, but she was super excited. I didn't even know that was a thing, but then now if I go on Amazon, it's a set you can buy.
It's a set.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to make like a little spa gift set with like a bath bomb and a face mask and, you know, this, and then I use terry cloth and that baby flannel and I match them together. And on my serger, I use a 3-thread rolled hem edge and I sew it into a circle and it's like a makeup wipe wash.
Yes.
And I think I gifted you guys
them. I love them. I use them. Like, literally, they're my go-to. Because especially when it's just, like, when you do your face, you want, like, the nice soft. And then when you want to do your body, you use, like, the terry cloth sides. They're so nice.
Yes. And, like, some people, like, you want the soft side for, like, getting your eye makeup off.
Yes, exactly.
You don't want to, like, scrub your eyelashes off. Or if you have, like, false, like, lash extensions, you have to be really gentle. And this is a great way of doing that. So, yeah.
Another good thing to add to that would be I have the towel head wraps that people loved last year. I made them the headband and a towel head wrap. Mm-hmm. I have people telling me that they're putting in orders this year. And I'm like, I'm not taking orders.
I made so many last year.
I'm not taking orders. But I'm like,
here's a tutorial on how to make them yourself.
I was out there like sourcing towel because I went and bought the beach towels when they were on clearance after summer. Yeah. I'm not doing that now.
No. So
it's like
summer's long gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Because towels are the towels.
And the beach towels are nice because they're a little bit thinner than like a big plush towel.
Yeah.
And they're bigger, so you get more real estate. And some of them I got, they were so big, I was able to make 3 head wraps out of one towel, which was really, really good.
Yes.
But, really good ideas for quick last minute gifts, especially if you have, like, my daughter's teacher is like 24, and I was like, perfect. And apparently she wore it for like a costume day one day this year. She wore the headband as like, I don't know. Like she was, I think it was pajama day. That's what.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Bianca was like, oh my God, she wore the headband.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
She also sent us a picture of her beautiful Christmas tree set up.
Yeah.
And I almost wonder if she made her tree skirt too.
I don't know. But she just finished renovating her basement and she's super excited.
She finally has a dedicated like sewing space and it looks so good. And this has been something that they have been progressively working on throughout the year. And, you know, her husband's helped. Her dad has been a huge help. They've done it all themselves. I mean, even the drywalling and framing and everything. Yeah. And So I mean, it's just going to blow up for her and her business. I'm so happy that she has that beautiful space. I'm kind of jealous.
I know.
All right, Erin, thank you for sending those in. All right, Hannah is up next. And Hannah, oh my goodness, sent us lots of cool things. All right, I'm going to start with this first picture. You might have to read.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and read.
What I'm looking at, because they're ducks.
Oh, yeah. That's a Duck the Halls. I love that there's balloons and a Canadian goose in there and some mallards.
Oh, my gosh. I love the duck
names. But she says, I've always been on a tight budget for Christmas and gotten creative to make the most of it. One year, I made a Dollar Tree fireplace with poster board, paint, and tissue paper. So we can see that one. My grandma and I once found duck loon panels at Goodwill and made everyone a customized duck for Christmas. So that was
all the ducks.
Oh, are those sewn ducks?
Yes, they look sewn.
Oh, so they made everybody a duck. That's adorable.
I know. They look like they're wooden hand painted even, but
yeah,
now
exactly. One of my favorite gifts is a lap quilt. The puzzle quilt is for the first gift I ever gave my now husband for a Secret Santa. Glad those rules don't include cost of labor. Made for Mermaids has fun free patterns for felt food that I made my niece for Christmas last year. And Ellie Mac has a fun gift bag pattern to add a homemade element to a store-bought gift. And finally, last year, my in-law's dog ruined our simple red with white trim tree skirt. So I decided to sew a new one.
Oh, that's awesome. So first of all, the little food patterns are really stinking cute. And if you have a little kid that has one of those little kitchens, this would be perfect for them. Mm-hmm. I love that. And then the little gift bags, like the sewn gift bags, I did a reel for LA and Mac last year on this one because it's like a 10-minute or less project. So it's how you sew a gift bag. It comes in three different sizes. It's very easy and it looks very nice. And so I did a reel where I timed myself and made one in under 10 minutes.
I remember that.
People actually
are making those instead of getting wrapping paper. They make those in all sizes. And then that's like every kid gets their own, like the fabric of their choice kind of thing. And then their gifts are in those bags for Christmas.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you can make these really big and make them out of like Santa, call them Santa sacks and put a lot of like all of the gifts from Santa go in that. Yeah. And then other gifts from family can get wrapped, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's another option too. But so these are fantastic. I love the tree skirt too. And I love the faux fireplace. That's so creative and so crafty. And that food.
Oh, it works when you don't have one. So
yeah. Yeah, this is my first year to have, like, so last year we built out our fireplace with, like, the electric fireplace and the whole wall system and everything. Mm-hmm. Literally 3 days before Christmas. We did it 3 days before company was coming into town. We were in our front yard building a whole new wall. And then shiplap and paint and the whole nine yards. And so, and Brett and I are just one of those, that couple that just does projects together like that, last minute. But I didn't have time to like get stuff to decorate my mantle. He built me a mantle and everything. And so this year is really my first year to get to decorate the mantle and that whole area for Christmas. And I'm actually quite excited about it.
Yeah.
Super excited. Cause I always had a fireplace growing up and that was like a big deal. And
it's weird not to have one for Christmas because it's part of the tale, you know. Especially if you have small children, it's kind of
I've never had one since I've moved out of my parents' house at 17, 18 years old. So this is my first time to have one in my home since. Because I mean, I lived in Florida for 6 years; they don't have fireplaces. They just don't.
I guess that's right. Never thought about that, but
not really a need for a fireplace in Orlando. Yeah, I mean, I think some of the northern part of Florida does, or older homes, some of them rarely might, but for the most part, the homes were not built with fireplaces. And this house, I'm one of the few houses, I have a 1970s house that doesn't have a fireplace here in this neighborhood. So I had to build my own. All right. Haley is up next.
Yep. And she sent us everything.
Oh my gosh. Awesome. Okay. Well, we'll go through these. First of all, the plant pot holder is adorable. I've always wanted to make these fabric plant baskets. Like there's like a basket that you stitch your plant down into, and you can do these for any time of the year, but she's got one. It looks like it's embroidered and it says North Pole Milk and Cookie Co. That is so,
so cute.
It's a fun way to decorate your plants for the holidays.
Yeah.
This pillow is really stinking cute. It looks like it's printed quilted fabric. Like the fabric was printed to look quilted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like patchwork. That's super cute. And then she made the little cookie tray. This looks like she's done it with vinyl. So it's like a little serving tray, and she's used vinyl to put Dear Santa, enjoy some cookies, and it's got a place for the cookies and a place for the milk, and it's got her kids' names on it. That is really stinking cute.
I think I like that one better. I made a plate one year, and it peels off the plates.
Oh, yeah. The plastic will do better for vinyl.
Yeah,
I still have the one that my mom hand painted.
Oh, that's an idea too.
When I was little, because that was my mom was Pinterest before Pinterest was a thing. Let me tell you. Okay, the toilet paper is stinking adorable.
I know. Like what?
I want to give all my family toilet paper now.
He sees you when you're pooping.
Ho, 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 I gotta go.
Oh, my God. That is, like, would that be hard to do?
It's just vinyl, and it sticks onto
I
that.
I know, but like, to you think?
No, it wouldn't be hard. You would just have to, I don't know. It may be paper that she sticks on. It just may be a little tedious.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go.
You're Santa's number two.
Sorry, ran out of coal. Love Santa. So here's some toilet paper instead. That is too funny. I love she wraps them and puts little bows on them and Merry Christmas.
Who are we giving these to? She didn't even have very much information. So we need like backstory for the toilet paper. Who got them? Why did they get them? Who was bad?
Right. It's like, I crafted you something. You said you wanted a me-made gift from me. Well, here you go. Didn't say what it had to be.
So Haley also made that 3D tree. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I am so making.
Yeah. And there's different, like, that's the thing is that if you're looking for a pattern, a lot of them kind of the shape is different. You can style it yourself and make your own. So you really need to find the one that you think looks the most aesthetically pleasing. Some of them like really go like this.
Some of them really curl up and get very whimsical, very, Whoville.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I love all of those. Oh, and there's ornaments. These look like embroidered. Oh, Ashley, look at those embroidered ornaments.
How are we making these?
Okay. I can tell you exactly how. I can tell you exactly how.
They look like she like cut them out of lace or something. Like how?
No. So, well, this is how I would make these. Okay. So when you do embroidery on your embroidery machine, there's a stabilizer called Aqua Magic, and it literally is magical. Okay. So you hoop your Aqua Magic in your hoop, and that is all that's in your hoop. There is no material. It's just your stabilizer. And you're going to stitch out these designs. And these are like floating lace ornament designs that are in a software that you, or you can purchase probably designs like this off Etsy and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that my software that I use called My Sewnet that we use with our Viking and Pfaff and Singer machines, they have some of these too. And it stitches it out. And what you want to look for is see how it's got like that satin stitch all the way around the edge that really frames it in and gives the ornament shape and stability. So after you're done stitching out all of your ornaments on your Aqua Magic stabilizer in your hoop on your machine, you take it out of the hoop and you clean up your threads. You can then take that whole piece and put it in water. I use like room temperature water, and all of the stabilizer disappears. It washes away, and all that you're left with is these stitches.
Wow.
And that's how you get this. Remember the pink patchwork dress, the Barbie dress that I did for convention?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same concept. I sandwiched all of that, all those fabric scraps between Aqua Magic and sewed over it, and then washed away the Aqua Magic and was left with the scraps sewn together with those threads. So it's a wonderful stabilizer. It's a water soluble. That's what you want to look for, water soluble. And then if you need to, you can like use spray starch to help them lay flat or whatever. These are so fun. They make great gifts. If you have an embroidery machine, I highly recommend doing these.
I would, yeah, if I could make them.
Because they're very impressive.
They are. They don't look like you could make them.
And doing them all in like a solid color, like the white ones, you literally just set it and forget it. And you can just let your machine run and put as many in the hoop as you can fit in the size hoop you have. And then swap it out and just keep making them while you're working on other things. I mean, this is why I love embroidery machines.
I know.
I think I sent you the reel where someone had a hair bow pattern where they did the hair bow in the hoop, all the pieces, and then they wash the Aqua Magic away, and then they fold the hair bow and pin it together so it actually makes a lace hair bow.
Oh,
it's beautiful. Same concept.
It's so nice. That's why I need an embroidery machine.
I know. Okay, Haley also sent us a mug rug. That look at those cookies too. Those look delicious.
I know.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too.
This is cute with the vinyl. Dear Santa, let me explain. It's a clear sign, and she just puts vinyl on it. That's super cute. Fun way to decorate. I saw the puppy paw print stockings hanging on the wall behind the toilet paper, but I wasn't sure if she made those, but she's included those. I have similar stockings for my dogs as well, and I put their names on them.
And I have a tutorial for
what you do
for a pop-up stocking. I'm sorry.
Let's see here. Okay, this wreath, I need details on. Did she talk about the wreath and how she made that?
No, she was. Well, maybe she sent a lot of messages.
But okay.
In her defense, she was having problems.
So yeah,
she I don't hold anything stuff. Against you, Haley. It is okay. But
we appreciate you hanging in there with our system that was giving you errors and continue to submit your photos. She's like, I'm determined that they're going to see these, and we are so glad we have. Yeah. But I do need more information on this wreath. So basically, it looks like she's sewn tubes, like fabric wrap tubes, and then braided them together into a wreath with a bow. Like this, I would make in a heartbeat. Like this is really stinking cute. Oh, she's in her Christmas era.
Yeah. And I have
all right. Jackie is up next. Okay. So I'm going to let you read what Jackie said and then we can go through her photos.
So she, I think she's showing something that she made for a neighborhood craft fair.
Oh, awesome.
So she said she drew the pattern for her Minky Christmas tree. I think what are they? Pillows.
Those are really cute.
And she also made scrunchies, headbands, and two super soft throw blankets for the event.
Perfect.
And she said, thanks for asking us to submit our creations. I love you guys.
Aw, that's so
love
sweet.
You too.
These are perfect for vendor fairs because they're quick, easy makes. They don't take a ton of fabric and people love like the quick grab and go, like stocking stuffer kind of gifts or like if you're not sure what to get for that little girl. Every little girl loves scrunchies. I love scrunchies. I sleep with one in my hair every night because it doesn't pull. I had scrunchies at my vendor fair recently and that's what these ladies were buying them for. She's like, I was told to buy scrunchies because it doesn't pull their hair. And so these are perfect. I love the little Christmas trees with that hunter green Minky with the little bumps on it. It just gives it some texture. It's super cute. I mean, everybody loves a good throw blanket. I mean, these are great. Yeah. You did a wonderful job. And I hope you had a successful little vendor fair with your neighborhood. I love that your neighborhood does that.
Yeah.
That's super cool. Thank you for sharing, Jackie. All right. Who is up next?
So Lisa.
Okay.
She says, hi there. Several years ago, I made pillows for each member of my family. My husband had fun choosing personalized fabric for each person, which is kind of a neat idea. The basket weave quilt was a Christmas gift to my mother 2 years ago. I used embroidery machine to make the snowflake ornaments, which was just like Haley's.
Yeah, what we were just talking about. I love it.
So cute. And she said they were great to fit inside of a greeting card.
So that'd be a
nice little thing just to like when you send out your cards this year. The grandma's attic window quilt was made as well as a wall hanging to be part of our Christmas decor. And lastly, she made gnome family using socks and felt. She also did add in that she made zipper pouches from recycled candy bags.
Yes.
And people just love those.
Okay. Well, first of all, the window quilt.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. It's giving like an optical illusion that you're looking through a paned window, and outside the window is a snowy winter wonderland with a beautiful church in the background. And it's I just love this so much. It just looks so nice. And your lines are perfect. Like, it literally looks like you're looking through a window. I love that. Mm-hmm. Gnomes are so popular.
Yeah. I know. They were huge like last year or the year before that.
Last 2 years, they have held on strong. I will say, unpopular opinion, I don't like them. I can't see their eyes. They creep me out. Okay. I don't know what it is.
It's either you love them or you hate them. I feel like I know people who are like, nope, no gnomes, nope.
Yeah. Biscuit, do you like gnomes?
I'm not like, I don't love the Grinch either. And I know that's probably an unpopular opinion as well, but I don't know. Like, he's not cute to me.
I like watching the movie. I don't like decorating my home with lime green.
Yes. Right. Like,
I don't know.
Grinch is huge right now. I don't know. I've been on TikTok lately, and I've been watching these people shopping at TJ Maxx and Max and Home Goods and stuff. We don't have those stores in Canada, but like, there's so much Grinch decor this year. So much. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
I went to Hobby Lobby the other day, and they have an entire aisle of just Grinch stuff. And I was like, what?
See, they're coming out with a new movie with Jim Carrey, I guess, right? Another Grinch. And so I know that's why.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But I'm just like, do people really love him that much? Like, I love the movie, but do they love the decor?
For some people, when they think of Christmas, they think of that. Yeah. For me, when I think of Christmas, I don't think of that. I enjoy, like, if I'm scrolling through looking for a Christmas movie to turn on in the background while we decorate the Christmas tree, I might turn it on. Mm-hmm. But I don't, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, we haven't watched The Grinch yet.
reminds me of my childhood Christmas is Peanuts. Like,
Charlie Brown.
Yes, exactly. Like, that's the movie that we would watch at my grandmother's on Christmas Day. Him going and getting his little, sad Christmas tree.
I was not a Peanuts fan, but we always watched the original, like, Rudolph.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The little,
and
like,
the Island of Misfit Toys and all of that. Like,
we watched that one as well, yeah.
Yeah, and Frosty the Snowman.
Yes.
But like, anyways.
Classics.
For our
generation, right? It wasn't the best graphics or the best,
But you know what? Those have held on, and they still play them every year. Mm-hmm. I do love these candy zipper pouches. The Viking convention, when we had the sewing challenge for the educators, someone had submitted a zipper pouch, and it was made with a candy bag of like the chocolate chip morsels. Mm. And they sewed a Cookie Monster coming out the top, like he was eating the cookies from taking the chocolate chip morsels. It was really stinking cute. But yes, I love it when people sew with unconventional materials.
And
very creative.
The great thing about this project is that you get to eat the candy and you can use the bag.
Candy not included.
Exactly. Because here is an empty bag. But I mean, maybe you should buy the candy and put it inside too, like separately. But the first bag is yours. It's like a reward.
Maybe just make them a little thing of cookies with the chocolate chips and stick that inside if you want. But that's being extra generous. All right, Christina's up next. And this is right up my alley. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's read what she said. These are ornaments made from yarn and rope. Most of it's from the Dollar Tree or thrifted yarn, which I love. Mm-hmm. But you would never know looking at these.
Yeah.
These I love.
People really like those rainbow rope. Where you wrap the yarn around the rope and then you make it into a rainbow. But this is just going one step further and making it like Santa, which is so cute. Yeah.
So instead of trimming the ends of the rope short to at the ends of the rainbow, like the cloud, she squishes the rainbow together. So there's not an open spot in the middle, and she leaves the tassels to make the beard. And then she gives it a little nose and wraps the little ribbon around. I mean, it looks like his Santa hat.
I would make this because I need a rainbow, but I would make that.
So this is giving Santa gnome vibes, because again, I can't see the eyes, but I actually really for me, this is okay because it's still
Santa to me.
Santa.
Yeah.
And not a creepy gnome. I'm sorry. I said it. Don't come at me if you love gnomes. I will say it was last year or 2 years, 2 years ago. There was Christmas fabric that they were selling that I got to make dog bandanas with for my holiday shows when I was doing them. And it was gnomes. And I'm like, I didn't love it. So it's hard because it's like, I don't love it, but maybe people will like it. And so I just bought a little bit of it and I sewed them up and they were gone instantly. And I had to run back to the store and get all that they had left. And I never could find that fabric again. And they all sold out on my first show. And I've never had that happen with a fabric before. And I'm like, maybe I have bad taste. I don't know. But
what they want.
It was super popular. But gnomes are gnomes. They're not evil, right?
But I'll tell you though, that this project is 100% Santa because it has the band.
It has the band. Yeah. And the hat that comes down like Santa's hat with the little tassel on the end, the little ball on the end of his Santa hat. I love that she used unconventional colors too.
Yeah.
I do. That's fun. Mm-hmm. But I love the red too. So, all right. Who is up next?
So we have Suzanne, who's our last submission. She said she didn't have a really good picture with her family, but she made everybody matching jammies and aprons.
Oh, okay.
So there's just some photos of her family
wearing them.
Yeah, baking cookies and stuff.
That looks like really cozy pajamas, though.
Yeah,
and her husband's apron. Being a great sport, wearing the pajamas while baking cookies. It's a whole vibe. It's a part of the experience. It is part of the magic of Christmas with your children. And I love to see parents still get into it and do that and make it special. And it's just really sweet. So I love that. Those look really cozy though. They're like fleece.
Yeah. Super nice.
Well, I had a few pictures. Let me see. I think I messaged them to you.
Oh, did you?
Yes. And, we can write this time down and we can edit this out. I just remember that I had these. And so I'm going to,
I don't think you sent them to me.
I sent them in a group chat with you and Diana.
Oh, that's you.
That's probably why, but I'm going to upload them to the drive real quick. Hmm.
don't have any.
They're not sewing. They're just crafty, but there's things I hadn't shown before. So
okay. So then just say that we're, you know, last bit. We're just going
to. I'll just chime in. All right. Do you see it?
Hey, go ahead.
All right. So I did chime in a few crafty things that I've made in the past. These are not things I've made this year. I'm still working on my projects, but the first one that I wanted to show is it's a wooden sign that I made, but the black and red buffalo plaid background is fabric.
Oh,
on that sign. And so I used white vinyl to do, this was like an order I did for a friend, several years, like 4 years ago. And I did the vinyl letter V on the fabric and then I put the fabric on the wood circle with a lot of Mod Podge.
Yeah.
And I sealed it on there and let it dry really well. And that was a really fun one. I did cut out the little holly myself, and the top is covered in glitter. I mean, it was a whole thing, but this is what she wanted for her front door. She sent me a picture and she's like, I was going to order this, but then I thought I'd rather just, if you were, because at the time I was making wood signs, she's like, would you just make one for me like this instead? I'd rather support you than Target. And I was like, absolutely. So I loved that. And this was a really fun thing for me to make, and it challenged me, and anytime I can mix mediums, there's vinyl, it's wood, it's glitter, it's fabric. It was a lot of fun. The next two pictures are stockings. Now, believe it or not, these buffalo plaid stockings with the faux fur at the top, they are from the dollar store.
Oh. So
they were a dollar a piece. And I was selling these on my Etsy shop as custom pet stockings. Yep. So you could, because I sold personalized bandanas with your dog's name on them at the time. And so you could get a stocking for your dog as well. And so the first one is a whole family. And this was a special order because they had lost their puppy. And they had two other puppies. So I did the little puppy paw with the angel wings and the halo for Buck, and then the other two dogs. But they had gone through some hardships during the holidays as a family. So this was an order that someone asked for for a family in need. And it was just a way to cheer them up that season. But these are a great way to make, like, this is just heat transfer vinyl. And it doesn't cost much to make. These are quick and easy. So if you have a cutting machine, and it's really easy to do.
Get some
inexpensive. I ordered boxes of them from the dollar store in advance so I could make them for my shows and stuff. And then the last one is twofold. I don't have a picture of what's in the back up close, but every year I make an ornament. I craft an ornament and I gift them to my family. So a couple years ago, I made snow globe ornaments with the plastic mason jars from the dollar store. And those little Christmas trees inside are from the dollar store and some fake snow. And then I just tied a little ribbon on it and I put like Let It Snow or something on vinyl on the outside. And so those were the holiday ornaments I gifted to all my family. And then I make my own Christmas cards for my immediate family, like that I put with their gift. I don't mail these. I don't make that many, but I do make Christmas cards. And I will say Cricut Design Space just has some really good, like pre-designed Christmas cards. And you just like cardstock in, it cuts it out. Super easy.
Nice.
And it's just a fun way to personalize a gift. So.
And they have a lot of tags too, right?
What now?
They have a lot of tag things too.
They do have tags and all of that too. And so just some crafty things I've done in the past, but I will show you real quick.
Yeah.
What I'm working on is this giant ball right here. This is going to turn into a rug. So this is part of the process for making a jelly roll rug. If you have not seen my tutorial on YouTube, I highly recommend. I walk you through the entire process of making a jelly roll from start to finish with my best tips and tricks. It starts as this kind of rolled material, and then you sew it all together and add the batting, and it turns into this giant ball. And then we'll sew this into a beautiful rug, and this will go in front of my fireplace this year. I just need to finish sew it into the rug.
I want to make one, but the jelly rolls are very expensive. But then I'm like, you know what? Like, why am I not just, I can just cut the fabric too. I don't actually have to buy the jelly roll rug or jelly roll.
Yes, you can make your own strips. I've seen people take scraps from a quilt that they've made or like a bigger project like that, and they'll make a rug or they'll make a mini rug or they'll make like a placemat. They could be oval, they could be circle, they could be sewn in strips.
Mm-hmm.
And then put a border around it and make place like square placemats, like, or a table runner. Like, there's so many things that you can do with this. It doesn't have to turn into an oval rug. That's the most popular thing that people do with these. But, I'm excited about this one. I like all the colors.
Yeah.
There's the great thing blue. About
the rug is that, or the jelly roll is that, like, all the fabrics are already coordinating.
Yeah. So, like,
it's just kind of takes
this that will be forever. My third rug. Actually, I take the back.
Four.
This will be my fifth rug.
Fifth. Whoa. But you've gifted some, right?
I've gifted two. So I was looking up. I have my one that I kind of keep out during the summer. I have my Halloween one, and then I'm going to have my Christmas one. But then I made one for my mom with sewing theme fabric, and it is in her sewing room. I made a Halloween one for my sister-in-law. Not this year, last year for her birthday. She loves Halloween. And her birthday's in July. She had that out starting July all the way through Halloween. She loves it. And then I have another sewing themed one, and it's already sewn up into the ball. I just need to sew it into the rug, and it'll be for my sewing room.
So,
I have so many more too. I don't know. But I will say, sometimes during the holidays, you can find really good deals on the
jelly rolls.
The jelly rolls, if you want to go that route. But if you're looking at jelly rolls, not all are created equal.
Oh.
And if it doesn't have like the serrated, like the zigzag edge, and it's a straight edge cut, that sucker's going to fray and be your worst nightmare, and you're not going to enjoy the process. If it's a really thin fabric, it's not going to lay flat. It's going to not hold up well. Like, you want a nice material for this rug.
Mm-hmm.
So that is partially why they are more expensive. But sometimes, like, I know some stores will do like a buy one, get one free during the holidays kind of thing. So take advantage of those sales. But for best tips before you start shopping, go to my tutorial, watch me talk about these differences so you can get set up for success with making one. Because take some time to make one. And you want it to, you know, look nice. But if it's, if that jelly roll is less than $15 on Amazon, don't get it.
No, like around here, they're like $75 for a jelly roll.
Here, they can be somewhere between $35 to $55, depending on the brand, the brand, and if it's on sale or not. Sometimes you can find them on sale. But usually they kind of average around $45 to $50. But one big jelly roll will make one big rug.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a mini, like a half size one. So I actually have two of these to make a big rug. So,
okay.
But anyways, what are some of the projects that you're going to be working on this holiday season, Ashley?
I just usually concentrate on the gifts for like the teachers and the and the children. So I need to start thinking about what jammy patterns I'm going to work with this year. Bianca really wants like new undies and new shorts, and she likes to wear like little bralettes to bed and stuff. So probably doing some things with my niece and nephew this weekend, like maybe make the little rugs and stuff. That's still a lot.
Right? It is.
So I don't know.
You have to pace yourself with this stuff, right? Like, I posted a meme the other day in my stories, and it was like, I'm going to make all the people I love. This is like in November. I'm going to make all the people I love something me made or handmade. And then it's like me in December. I only love 3 people. Because I've run out of time.
It's already like almost December. Like, and I keep the kids keep saying like 35 more days until Christmas. Like, stop it. Like, I don't want to hear it.
Well, when this podcast comes out, it will be December.
Exactly. So if you haven't started thinking about what you're sewing for Christmas, you're late.
You're late. No, we don't want to discourage you, but time's a ticking. No. We want you to be realistic. Don't get overwhelmed. If it doesn't get made, it's not the end of the world.
You just don't tell them that you're making them something.
Then it's
a surprise if you actually do make
it
for them.
Don't set unrealistic expectations on yourself.
No, because you don't want to turn into a sweatshop.
No. And you don't want the late nights and then try to squeeze in the cookie making and they'll see the lights and the activities and the school shows and the deadlines for work. I mean, it all adds up. And then next thing you know, like the season's over and you're exhausted and you were like, I didn't really enjoy any of that. And don't be that person. It's so easy to be that person.
Yeah.
So pace yourself, enjoy it. If you feel like it's getting to be too much, either hand something off or take something off the plate.
Yeah, exactly.
It's that simple. I say it's simple. We all do it to ourselves because I'm like, oh, I would love to make this and I'm already doing it. But I know reality is I'm just going to be like, you know what? If I get this done, I'll be happy. So maybe you say, I want to sew this for me, this for this person, and just make a list.
Yeah,
check it twice.
Yeah.
And hold yourself accountable.
Exactly.
It's hard. It's hard because we love crafting and we want to do all the things. And this is the craftiest time of the year.
Yeah, it is. But we also don't know if we're going to be sick too, because like 1 year I was sick. Our whole family was sick for the entire month of November.
Oh, no.
So it's like, you know, we don't really know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, this year, kids coming home with things and stuff. So,
yeah, I totally get it. I'm trying to just, I'm in that season of just trying to enjoy like my last, this is my year of last with Brock.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like it's his last year of high school. It's the last year of him like being home all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we got to do all the things. We spend all the time together. And I mean, I know he'll be home for the holidays once he's in college. He'll still come home for the holidays, but he won't be home for in between.
Right.
He'll be at college. So
yeah,
it's just different when when you really. I'm at the point where I can feel and hear the clock ticking. It's sad.
It is.
So this year I'm like probably going overboard with doing stuff with him, but he loves it all. He loves to go see the lights.
I'm
he loves
hanging
to
out with you. You're doing something right.
He really does. And I am so grateful. Like this morning he was like, Mom, do you want me to make you cinnamon rolls? I'm like, yes. Make me all, I don't care how many pounds I gain this year. Just make me all the things, you know?
Yeah.
He just loves to do for others.
That's
so today, I know we're recording this at the last week of November here, but today after we finish recording, we're going to go get all the Christmas stuff out of the attic and we're going to decorate together. And I know next year he will still be in college when I would normally do this. Yeah. So I'm like, he wants to do it all with me. He put up the Christmas lights on the outside of the house this year for the first time all by himself. I'm so proud of him. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just extra sweet. It's always sweet, but go love your babies. Go give them hugs.
Yeah.
All the hugs. Sorry. Yep. Didn't mean to get sappy. Anyways, guys, this has been fun, Ashley. Mm-hmm. I love it when our listeners chime in and submit photos and share themes.
Yes.
Now I got to go make a Christmas tree. All right, guys. Well, we appreciate you tuning in. We hope you have a wonderful holiday season. We'll be back next week with another episode. And as always, be sure to go subscribe to our newsletter and subscribe to our YouTube channel. The one thing that we asked for this year is to hit 1,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel. So if you haven't subscribed there yet, that's the only gift Ashley and I want this year is to hit that big milestone. It would be the best present you could give us. So anyways, until next week, happy selling.
Bye.